Good.
Game.
Come on!
Good.
Game.
Come on!
Good.
Game.
Come on!
Good.
Game.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Good Game Guys podcast. I am your host, Devon. It's been a while. It has been such a long time since we've done one of these episodes. This is episode 31. So please sit back, enjoy the episode. It's probably going to be, it could be a long one, it could be a short one, depending on how quickly I get through these topics. But first, some housekeeping things. It's been about seven months since we've uploaded a podcast episode. As many of you know, life gets in the way, and we have our own things going on. I've talked about bringing back the show and how things are, and I'm determined to bring it back to life. I'm not saying that it's dead or anything like that, but it's been a while. So going forward, and we said this before on other podcast episodes, that we have different things affecting our lives and that we would upload episodes ourselves depending on what we want to talk about and how we feel about the industry as a whole and all that. So that's what I'm doing. You know, I'm doing an episode for you guys, for all of you. There's been a bunch of people that have reached out saying, hey, where's the show? Hey, are you still doing your podcast? Hey, I listen, blah, blah, blah. I got to do it. I have to do it. Not just for me, but for you guys. That's who I have to do it for. But as of right now, no one is leaving Good Game Guys. We're very much still alive. We're very much kicking. And I'm going to be talking about games coming out that I myself am passionate about. Some games that I'm not passionate about, but I have to talk about them just because they're big in the news, of the gaming news. And I might sprinkle in some other things here and there, depending on how I feel and how the time's going. So, without further ado, we're going to jump right into it. October 21st. As of recording right now, it is October 18th. The 19th is my birthday. So happy birthday to me. We'll sing happy birthday. Bop, 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 bop. Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Love you all for the happy birthdays and the wishes. Thank you. October 21st. Gotham Knights is coming out. So I've played through the Arkham games, and I really enjoy the Arkham games. I think the series as a whole was really great. Personally, I loved Arkham Knight. It was my favorite game. I loved Asylum, I loved City, but Arkham Knight was something completely different to me, as a whole. A lot of the interactions that Batman had with some of the villains and just the world and the environment as a whole was crazy. I loved that game. But, in Gotham Knights, if you don't know, or you're shut off or anything like that to the news of it, I'm going to give you some time to step away from this, pause this. Skip ahead maybe a couple of minutes just because that's kind of where I'm at. So once again, final warning, skip ahead. Okay, now that they're all gone, now that they're not here, all the people that were listening to this, now that they're not here, Batman and Jim Gordon are dead. They're not in this game. I'm pretty sure from what I've read so far. So in the game, you play as either Nightwing, Red Hood, Robin, or Batgirl. Cool. Very cool. A lot of people that love Nightwing, they're super stoked about it. They want to play Nightwing. Great. I get it. This game's not my cup of tea. And here's why. I don't care. I really don't care about any of these characters. And if I did care, it's probably mainly Red Hood. I care about Red Hood. I think he's cool. I think he's a badass character. Don't get me wrong. Nightwing's cool. Great. Everyone loves him. I don't really care. Don't care. I just don't. And as for the game itself, it has been released, and I'm sure everyone knows, and if you don't know, thank you for listening to us to get this news. The game is locked at 30 FPS. 30 frames per second. It's 2022. It should not be locked at that. And the only reason why it's locked at that, and I know there's going to be a lot of people that come for my neck for this, is because of Microsoft. Microsoft's Xbox Series S locks the game at 30 frames per second, which locks everyone's games at 30 frames per second. So it doesn't matter if you're playing on PS5, if you're playing on PS4, it is locked at 30 frames. It is ridiculous that it is 2022 and this is what we're going with. We are playing games. We're doing a disservice to ourselves. They're doing a disservice to the industry as a whole for doing this. There's no reason why that this game should be locked at that. It's ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. So, Gotham Knights, I just wanted to talk about that. It's not really a game I'm excited for or anything. I think it's a cool idea. I think the fact that it is going to be four-player multiplayer for people that, you know, love DC and they love these characters, for those group of friends that are going to be playing the game together and experiencing things together, I think as a whole, that's awesome. And I'm very excited for them to do that. But for me, it's a miss. I just don't care. I'm not into it or anything like that. All right. Jump into the next game, because I'm very excited about this game. I know people are going to be like, oh my god, really? You're going to pass on this one, but you're going to go with this one? Yes, I am. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 is releasing October 28th, 2022. Yes, I know a lot of you, like I said, you don't care, but that's fine, because I'm all about it. It's a bro shooter. I love bro shooters. I've been a big Call of Duty fan. From the beginning, I would say it's one of those games that got me into gaming as a whole. Just grinding for skins, grinding for calling cards, grinding for prestige levels, which I'm pretty sure those are gone. Those are a thing of the past. Prestiging just doesn't matter anymore in Call of Duty. It just doesn't make a difference because you get loadouts every now and again, right? So it doesn't really matter. But the cool thing is the campaign is going to be releasing a week early. I think that is so smart. For those of you that have pre-ordered the game digitally on your systems, you get to play the campaign a week early. You know why that's great? That's great because it doesn't take away your time from playing online multiplayer, which will be releasing on the 28th. Releasing the game early, campaign-wise, for people that care about campaign, it's huge. They get to play the campaign. You're not rushed to play the campaign. I'm going to play it. I'm going to play the campaign first day it drops, and I might spend all day playing it because I'm very excited about this campaign. They have retconned everything from, so like everything for this story, Modern Warfare 19 on is brand new, right? So in this game, we've got Gaz, we've got Soap McTavish, we've got Ghost. It's the first time that Gaz and Ghost are making an appearance together, because I don't believe that they were together whatsoever. So it's the first time that they are going to be in a game together. It's going to be crazy. I'm very excited. This is a sequel to the Modern Warfare 2019 game. It's not a callback to all the other ones. Those are retconned. Those stories don't matter anymore, right? They don't care about what happened in Modern Warfare 3 when, you know, we're not even going to talk about it because that shit pissed me off. It was garbage. Anyways, I'm very excited about this game. I'm ready to play Search and Destroy. I'm ready to play Domination. I'm ready to play all this. I did play the beta when it was out, and I had a lot of fun with the beta. I think the game is in a really good spot. I think there's a few things that they need to tweak and change in terms of the perk system. I don't really like how the perk system works out, especially for competitive. I watch competitive Call of Duty, so I think for those guys, the way the perk system is just doesn't really work out for them as a whole. But other than that, I think it's going to be a very good Call of Duty. We're also getting this Call of Duty for 2 years. They went back to a 2 year cycle. So it's 2 years with this game. And then when, I think it's going to be Treyarch making the next one. When they make their next one, it's going to be 2 years of their game. So we are stuck with this Call of Duty for 2 years. So if you don't like it, you either have to play Vanguard, which was garbage. And I only played the beta of Vanguard. I never even played the game as a whole. I did not like the look of the game. I don't like World War II. I'm not into it. Actually, I'm wrong about that. Because the next game that comes out, because it's technically 2023, 2024 is this game. 2025 is rumored to be, it's not Treyarch. I think it's, what is it? This is Infinity War, right? Yeah, I think it's Activision next. Activision, I'm doing air quotes, Activision slash whoever they work with, because Activision is the publisher, but I'm pretty sure it is, what the fuck was the name of the game? Oh my god. Advanced Warfare 2, with jetpacks. Personally, and there, it's a really big hot take because there's not a lot of people that cared about it, I personally love jetpack games. I absolutely love them, and I love what the Jetpack Games has brought to the scene. I love that it's changed the way gameplay's done, movement's done. I just love that aspect. I had a lot of fun playing Black Ops 3, Black Ops 4. I played game battles matches in those games. That was like the first time I played game battles matches and had a blast playing them. It was just so much fun. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Haven't really gone back to that since. But yeah, the beta was cool. The movement was cool. There's dolphin diving. There's sliding. If you commit to dolphin dive, you're committed. It's done. Reloading's a little bit different as well, which I think is huge. They have a new mode, which is called Prisoner Rescue, I think it is. I think that's what it's called. Something like that, where it's kind of like Search and Destroy, but it's, you know, there's no respawns. There's a prisoner that you have to rescue. Wait. Yeah, there's no respawns, but you can be revived. And there's a prisoner that you have to rescue. And if you, you know, rescue the prisoner, blah, blah, you get points. If you rescue both, I think you get like 200 points or whatever the cap's at, 500. The game's great. I'm loving the game. I'm very excited to play said game. I am going to be off that weekend, so I'm going to be playing the absolute piss out of that game. I'm very excited about it. Give me one second, just a little pause real quick here. Just need to check something out real fast before we get into it. Oh my god. Let me just do this. Okay, so the next game that is going to be coming out is it's one of my highly anticipated games of this year. I'm going to get into what one of the other ones was that I have been playing, and we'll actually get into what I've been playing recently. I know usually we do that at the beginning, but I'm going to do that at the end just because I want to be a little different. I kind of jumped right into the topic. So God of War Ragnarok, releasing November 9th, 2022. I am very excited about this game. As much to my dismay, a lot of my friends don't really get into the God of War games like I have. And I've been playing them since the first game came out all the way up until now. I absolutely love Kratos. I love his story. I love everything that he's gone through. I love everything about Kratos and just his journey itself, right? So God of War Ragnarok, November 9th. I cannot wait for this game, The Journey for Kratos and Atreus. If you haven't played the first game that came back, that came out in 2018, stop listening to the podcast now, go play the game, come back. I'm not going to spoil anything. I refuse to spoil anything about that game just because it is a four-year-old game and I know that there's a cap on spoilers or whatever. I don't care. Go play the game. I'm not going to spoil anything. Just know that it is one of my highly anticipated games of this year, and I'm very excited. It has already gone gold, so the release date is set. It is coming out the 9th. The latest trailer for this game, if you haven't watched it yet, please watch it. It looks amazing. I mean, you get to see new characters. You get to see Atreus. A little bit older now. I guess that will be my one spoiler. He's a little bit older now, you know. He looks like almost like he's on the cusp of becoming a teenager, or he is a teenager, which will make for great dialogue and storytelling in this game, just because Kratos with, you know, Atreus as a teenager, you're going to see a lot of, I think, headbutting and a lot of strenuous moments, just because of family, you know, family, and just that's how things are with family. I played this game, the first game, when it came out in 2018, and I didn't really know what I was going to be getting into or how everything was going to be. The way that they changed the camera angle for the game, it's not hack and slash. Well, it's kind of hack and slash, but you know, it's that third person view over the shoulder look. It adds to the storytelling. It's one shot. It's amazing. The game is so good. I'm very excited for this game. I cannot wait to play it. I cannot wait for the new enemies we fight, even maybe the same enemies we fight. I can't wait for the new stories that we build. The world itself is going to be different, hopefully changing. I'm very excited for this game. I can't stress it enough. I really cannot. So if you have not played the 2018 game of God of War, please play it before God of War Ragnarok comes out. Do yourself a favor and play that game just because it was amazing. Very excited. Whew, man, I feel like I'm flying through these topics, so it might be a short episode, but a short episode nonetheless is better than no episode at all. So I'm very excited to get back into this. I'm feeling good about recording this. And I hope you guys are feeling good about listening to it too. All right, our next game. Another anticipated game for me, just because I love the series as a whole. I'm very excited that they're coming out with another game, as they do every year. They always come out with one. I'm pretty sure this year, this will be their second game that they came out with this year, just because the other one released back in January? It was either January or February. It was one of those. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, releasing November 18, 2022. The Paldea region welcomes us into Generation 9 of Pokemon. Who would have thought that since 1996 to now, we would be journeying through these games with these pocket monsters for 26 years? I'm very excited about this game. I'm a very avid Pokemon lover and Pokemon trainer. I've talked about my love on the show before about Pokemon, and that's just not a secret. I'm really excited about this game and the direction that they're taking this game. It seems to be more open world than most games. It seems to be a little bit more open world than Sword and Shield was, but not on the cusp of Legends of Arceus. And that was their most ambitious game that they ever made. And it was so refreshing to play that game. And I still love going back into that game and being in that world of Hisui, and just it was so good. I haven't even beaten the game yet. I haven't even beaten Legends of Arceus yet, and I don't know if I will, but I just love it. It's so good. So I'm very excited about Scarlet and Violet. I mean, we've got three new starters. We got Fuecoco, Sprigatito, and Quaxly. I still don't know who I'm going to choose for my starter. We haven't seen any final evolutions for them yet, but I'm very excited. We do have news on a couple of new mons that have come out. I know Wigglet is one of them, which is like Diglett, but he's like a worm almost. Oh God, what was the other one? There was one that I saw the other day that they just released, that they just talked about. Oh my God, I forgot what it was. Oh no. I know Girafarig has an evolution. I think it's Farigiraf is its evolution, which is crazy. Bellybolt, which is Iono's starter, not starter, but new Pokemon, Bellybolt, which is an electric type Pokemon. I know we got Clough, which is like a bigger Krabby or bigger Kingler. He's huge. I'm very excited about this game and everything that is coming with it. What's the word? I don't really know what to say, but it's going to be interesting just because in the trailers you see the trainer driving the bikes, which is no secret. You know, the legendaries, they're bikes, they're Pokemon that you can ride. They're rideable Pokemon. And which to me seems like we are going to get them very early on, which is exciting, but also disappointing, and let me elaborate on that. It's exciting because we get to see the legendaries very early. They're the box legendaries, but also everyone always forgets that there's always undercover legendaries in the game, right? I'm pretty sure in Alola they were Ultra Beasts, they were legendaries, there are UBs, there was like seven or eight of them, right? There was Guzzlord, Kartana, Buzzwole. There was a lot, dude. There was so many. There was so many in that game. So I'm very excited. But it's disappointing because it's like, okay, they're box legendaries. So are they just going to join our team just to join it for the sake of it? Or are we going to have to catch them early on? Right? Like, I just want to know. I want to know because they're going to be very big for travel. The map is supposed to be really big. And I'm excited about that. I can't wait for that game to come out. I'm very stoked for Pokemon Scarlet. Typically, throughout these games, I typically pick a grass starter because I like the grass starters. I loved Bulbasaur, even though I usually went with Charmander, but Bulbasaur is still probably one of... I mean, though all those starters are really good in that game. Gen 2, I liked Meganium, as many people just don't like Meganium at all, but it was usually Meganium for Alligator because Typhlosion is just garbage. Gen 3 was always Treecko. Don't care what anyone says. Gen 4 was always Turtwig. I love Turtwig. It was either Turtwig or Chimchar, just because Infernape. Everyone likes Infernape. Gen 5 was usually... Ooh, Gen 5 sucked. God, Gen 5... Like, when you think about Gen 5, Gen 5 was garbage. I would probably pick Snivy, just because I don't really care about Oshawott and Tepig. I just don't really care. Gen 6 was always Froakie. Didn't matter. Greninja was just too good. Delphox and Chestnut just don't really matter at all. Gen 8 was Alolan, right? No, that was Gen 6. Gen 7 was Alolan. And Gen 7 was... I'm trying to think who I picked in Gen 7. It was Alolan. Oh, yeah, Rowlet. What? Decidueye? Clean. Clean mon. Absolute clean mon. Ghost Grass, huge. Absolute huge. Loved him. Loved him. Decidueye was the GOAT, right? He was Ghost Grass, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Decidueye was Ghost Grass. But, I mean, Primarina, garbage. Incineroar, I can see where you want to put another firefighting, garbage. We don't care about it. And then Gen 8 was Sword and Shield, right? Yeah, I picked Grookey. I picked Rillaboom, 100%. And those were actually really good, too. I mean, Sobble was what? He became Inteleon, which, not too bad. And then Scorbunny became Cinderace. That was a really good line of starters as well. I want to take a couple guesses at what the starter secondary typings are going to be. So, I think it'll be really cool if Fuecoco is Fire Ground. I think that is such a clean typing, right? Don't get me wrong, it's four times weak against water, but Fire Ground would be awesome. I don't think we've ever had a Fire Ground starter. I think it'd be really cool. Quaxly, you can go two ways with it. It can either be Water Flying, which we have a fucking ton of, I'm pretty sure, or not really, but four times weak against Electric, right? It's okay. I'm okay with this because, you know, Fuecoco is already four times weak, blah, blah, blah. Or Water Ice, which would be really cool, right? It's only two times weak against water. I mean, against electricity. I'm trying to think. I don't think it's four times weak against anything else. Two times against rock, two times against fighting, two times against grass. Yeah, I think it's pretty neutral on everything else. Two times against fire. Yep. And then Sprigatito, you can go two ways also. I think grass poison, which would be fine, which is clean. I think grass poison is clean. Wait, was Venusaur grass poison? I think so, right? Or just grass? I don't remember. But grass poison, right? Which would be dope. Or you could do Grass Dark, which would be super awesome. Or even Grass Fighting. Grass Fighting would be cool. I think Grass Fighting would be awesome. But I'm really torn on who I want to take. But I think I'm going to take... It's either Fuecoco or Quaxly. And it really just depends on what the final Evos look like. It really does. But Quaxly looks clean. He looks amazing. I'm very excited about it. Anyways, let me get off my Pokemon tangent. I want to talk about one game that was supposed to release this year, but it's not coming out until February 7th of 2023. That'll be my highly anticipated game of 2023, and it's Hogwarts Legacy. I am excited about that game. I cannot wait for that game. I cannot wait to be put into whatever house that the Sorting Hat chooses for me. I'm very excited for that game. There's going to be a lot to do. There's a lot of people that I think are upset that you can't play Quidditch in the game. I don't really care personally, just because Quidditch is whatever. I don't care. I really don't. If you want to make like a side multiplayer online based game on Quidditch, I guess, but I don't really care about Quidditch. The fact that it's not in the game, I don't care. It can be in the game, like if you can sit and watch a Quidditch match, that'd be cool. Even though, you know, or do things around at a Quidditch match, that'd be sweet. But I'm very excited about this game. We're going into the wizarding world of Hogwarts and Harry Potter, and it's before Harry Potter. This game takes place way before Harry Potter, so it's going to be very cool and very refreshing take on that wizarding world, and I'm very excited about it. That's all I'm going to talk about on that. I can't wait. So last but not least, games that I have been playing as of late there's a few of them. Early this year, I forget when it came out. Was it February? I think it was February. Horizon Forbidden West. I played it when it first came out for probably 20 some odd hours, maybe 15 hours, and I had put it down just because there was other things I was playing, other things I was getting into, and I kind of just, the map kind of overwhelmed me and things like that. I've picked it back up recently, and I can't stop playing it. The game's amazing. Once you get around to, you know, looking at the actual gear, just because gears have stats, I don't know if it was like this in the first game, but gears have stats. You have different coils and different weaves for your gear and for your outfits and things like that. And your outfits matter. They do different things. The skill trees are huge. They play a big part in your weapons and what you do and how you take down machines and all that stuff. The game is so much fun to play. And it is like almost like a little bit of a grindy thing. I think I'm 40 hours in. I'm only like 35% through the story. Mainly because I'm doing a lot of the side quests and I'm really enjoying that game. I'm really having fun with it, and I think the game's great. I think a lot of people will really love it and really really get into the game. I've also been playing Apex Legends. As you guys know, this is how the podcast started. It started out as an Apex podcast, and I really like that game a lot, and I've definitely had a lot of fun with that game. We're moving into Season 15 now. But with all the games that are coming out now, that game's slowly taking a backseat, just because there's only so much. I mean, I've been playing the game for 3 years, nonstop, and playing the game for 3 years, just because another first-person shooter hasn't really taken my eye, which we'll get into, because Call of Duty's coming out, that's going to be taking up most of my time, and then another game that's come out, Overwatch 2, free-to-play if you have PC, Xbox, PlayStation. Don't really know if any other systems have it, but
oh, God, excuse me.
I just woke up. Overwatch 2 has come out, and it's really mainly Overwatch 1.5. They haven't really changed much. They've just changed that you don't get loot boxes anymore. There's a battle pass in the game, things like that. But the core of Overwatch is still there, and the game is just so much fun to play. I absolutely love playing Overwatch. I think that they have something really special there. And as long as they just don't screw it up, or screw anything up with that game, they could have a really good game on their hands. It was a little bit wonky at first with servers and things like that. I think they got DDoS twice when the game launched, which is kind of crazy because all I want to do was just play it, right? That's why I'm hoping Call of Duty servers are really good and they really stand the test of time. But yeah, Overwatch 2 has taken the bulk of it, and same with Horizon and Apex. But slowly but surely, we'll be moving into Call of Duty, and then God of War, and then Pokemon after that. Like, those three games are going to be like my top three games that I'm going to be playing towards the end of this year, and then hopefully into February when Hogwarts Legacy comes out. That's pretty much all I have to really talk about. I don't know if you guys want to let me know any other big news I missed for games or anything like that. That's pretty much it. I personally think that Game of the Year, because I'm just going to say, I think Game of the Year should go to Horizon Forbidden West. I haven't beaten the game yet, but I know it's going to go to Elden Ring. Elden Ring really captivated people, and it captivated me for a little bit until it lost its luster, just because I can't do those games. They personally, it's not my cup of tea. I wanted to play it just so I could see what all the hype was, and it definitely deserves some hype, just because when you finally defeat bosses like that, it is so rewarding and so exciting. But for me, it wasn't my cup of tea. I'm more of a casual gamer than that. But I embrace everything that they did with that game, and I think it'll get Game of the Year. I want Forbidden West 2, but I think Elden Ring has it pretty much locked in, unless God of War is great, which God of War is going to be great, but I don't think it'll be able to topple the giant that is Elden Ring and what it's done in that space so far. But yeah, guys, I hope you guys did enjoy episode 31 of the Good Game Guys podcast. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys for standing the test of time and listening to me speak about video games, and just listening to our episodes as a whole. We really do this for you guys, and we've been very busy as of late. You know, I mean, it's been 7 months, but it's been, you know, I went through a move. Shane and I went through job changes, things like that. And it's things like that that take a toll. You know, Shane's got a family he's got to tend to and things like that. I mean, and me, I'm just busy playing video games and not really wanting to talk about them, which is so sad because I love doing this. I love doing this, and I love hearing people listen to us talk about them, about video games, and how passionate other people get and when they listen to us talk about them. So I appreciate you guys for being there. Appreciate all the support that you guys have given Good Game Guys. Appreciate the support that you guys have given us. And yeah, so let's go out there and play some games and have some fun. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Thank you. Love you guys.